At night there are tears, but joy comes with mourning. It's one of my favorite verses in the Psalms, really even in the whole Bible, and that it is a verse of hope, that even though we are at times in darkness, we know that that darkness does not last. The morning does indeed come. So at night, there may be weeping, there may be tears, but joy comes with dawn, with the morning. You know, every day is a new day. It's almost like a new creation. And Isaiah, in our first reading, talks about how the Lord says, "Lo, I am about to create a new heavens and a new earth." You know, so we know now in the earth we have suffering, we have all the ill effects of sin, even death. But God speaks to his people through Isaiah saying, "I'm about to create a new heaven and a new earth." And in this new heaven and new earth, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness. I create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. This is the promise God makes to us. This is why we have the virtue of hope. Because in Christ, we now know there is more than just the darkness we experience here on earth. There is a new creation. For what does Jesus say at the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation? He says, "Behold, I make all things new." Jesus comes to bring us out of this darkness. And what's more is not that this joy comes in the morning, but this joy can even come in the darkness, in the night. We now have even hope during the night to have joy. Why? Because Jesus even redeemed suffering. He allows us to share in his suffering so that we might even be able to share in his mission of redemption. We can unite our sufferings to his sacrifice. And it is his sacrifice that makes all things new. At the end of Isaiah, the last 11 chapters, Isaiah talks about how there's going to be a new temple, a new Jerusalem, and a new creation, basically a new earth. And, you know, so for the new temple, he talks about how even its priests will be drawn from the Gentiles. So he prophesies that there's going to be a new priesthood, indeed, that doesn't have to be from just the Levites. And then he talks about there's going to be a new Jerusalem that will be his bride. And this is the church, the new Israel. And this new Jerusalem also being heaven, the assembly of the disciples of Christ in heaven, built upon the 12 foundation stones of the apostles. And then there's a new creation. And just like the book of Revelation, this part of Isaiah is very rich. It points to, you know, our eschatological end in heaven at the end of time, but it also points to now with the new covenant. Because when Jesus establishes the new covenant, he also brings that healing that we need, in which we are made new. You know, we are made temples of God at our baptism, and we are washed clean of our sin. We are healed of the deathly effects of sin. And Jesus, in his ministry, in the Gospel of John shows, points to that healing, that restoration that he wants to give us. You know, there's seven signs in the Gospel of John, and we hear the second one today, in which the son of the official in Capernaum is healed, even from a distance. And the official realized when he gets home that he was healed just at that hour in which he was having the conversation with Jesus. But he had great faith. You know, Jesus says, "You may go, your son will live," and he believed. The other signs are the miracle at Cana, that was the first, and then the healing of the paralytic, and then the multiplication of the loaves, the restoration of the blind man, the raising of Lazarus, and then the resurrection of Jesus. And notice some of the different pairs there. So the miracle at Cana, water is made wine. He shows he can transubstantiate, change the substance of water into wine. And then he also multiplies the bread. So we have these signs, these miracles, pointing to bread and wine. Jesus is going to use that to nourish us spiritually, not just physically. And then he heals the official son here from the distance, who's on the verge of death. So Jesus rescues us from death. And again, he will bring that about, especially through confession, when we're in mortal sin, right? Or anointing of the sick, in which we are given that strength and healing needed at the end of our lives, or when we're in danger of death. And then the healing of the paralytic, you know, again, with confession, right? Sin paralyzes us. And then the healing of the blind man, again, being healed in confession and baptism, because sin also blinds us. And then we have the raising of Lazarus. And this is the most surprising part of all, is that Jesus can make us new even after death. He can raise us to life. But with his resurrection, he points to there's more than just this life. There is heaven, and that is our true dwelling place. And so Jesus gives us that hope, that not only does he give us joy in the midst of this imperfect world, allowing us to live a new life in him, but he also gives us the hope of that eternal dwelling place in which there is no weeping, no mourning. And so we give thanks to him that even though at night there are tears, joy comes with the morning.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.